This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Southern Illinois has many farmers and smaller local growers who raise and sell a variety of vegetables and plants, and for more and more growers, doing so in a sustainable way is becoming more important. In fact, after I paid a visit recently to a farm in Macanda, I learned that there is an increasing awareness of growing native food to feed the workers who make all of these local foods possible. And by feeding the workers, keep in mind, I'm not referring to human workers.
There's a wide variety of pollinators.
That's Kim Ernst-Pitcher with Prairie Rivers Network.
And they range from bees, native bees, tiny solitary bees, to our bumblebees, birds like the hummingbird, bats can be pollinators, beetles, flower beetles. There's all kinds of pollinators that come in all different shapes and sizes and require as much diversity in the plants and food resources for themselves.
Kim and her husband Leonard Pitcher own an oasis for natives known as Pitcher Patch Farm in Macanda, and the focus of their acreage is 8 acres that they have planted in all native plants, all for the sole purpose to make sure that the pollinators have enough food to live. And remember, pollinators are those creatures that pollinate the food crops that you and I eat every day. And they've been taking care of their land this way for over a decade. And you have a wonderful native plot of land here. You've been doing this for quite a long time, over 10 years. Have you noticed any change in any particular struggles that you and your husband have had with natives because of climate change?
Well, we're certainly seeing, our wetter springs and the warmer, hotter, drier summers. And so that we do see some changes in the plants and the availability for a pollen and nectar on our property for our pollinators. And we have an apiary here, so we kind of pay close attention to what's blooming and what's available and what's doing well from year to year. And it definitely is changing, you know, what's in bloom and how long it stays in bloom. And
you said a statistic at the beginning that I'm still trying to wrap my head around. Go ahead and talk about how important pollinators are for giving us food. What did you say?
It's estimated that we can thank pollinators for about every third bite of food that we take.
And for emphasis, I asked Pitcher Patch Farm co-owner Leonard Pitcher why we should care about pollinators.
Well, I guess the easy nuts and bolts thing is food. Food is the very important thing. I think that everybody could relate to. My wife said about one in every three bites comes from a pollinator-involved process. So,
and again, for people that may not be aware, when I think pollinator, I think butterfly, but there are a lot more than that, correct?
Yes, plenty of native bees that we don't see very commonly. We always think of the honeybee as being a big pollinator, but it's really not even native to this country. But we have a plenty of plethora of native bees. As well as birds and bats from some vertebrate pollinators as well. Typically not so much around here, but they certainly play a part in other parts of the country and world.
So why is there a concern, if you could just give us a brief synopsis, are pollinators in danger and why?
Yeah, well, there have been some recent studies that indicated pollinator populations are on severe decline. And the monarch is the one that's really the marquee one that people can identify with. Those populations have decreased dramatically in the past 2 decades approximately. But there's global studies on pollinators or on invertebrates in general that has indicated significant declines in their populations.
And could you repeat that story your wife said about the how beetles are so good for the farmer?
Well, beetles are good because they really play a very important predatory role. They can prey upon invertebrates that eat agricultural crops.
Oh, wow.
So that's one of the big roles they can have. If you maintain habitat for those beetles, they can help keep those pests at bay.
And for one Union County grower who came to this Macanda Field Day, the concept of feeding the pollinators that feed us seems to be working on her own land as well.
I'm Jill Rendelman from Cobden, Illinois.
We are at a beautiful area. It's full of flowering plants. What brings you out here?
Well, we have about 45 acres a little bit south of here, and I've always done a lot with pollinators, and I just wanted to see what one of our neighbors was doing.
Can you mention some specific types of plants that you have at your place?
Well, we have butterfly weed, and we have the milkweed, and we have the coneflowers, and we have a lot of the daisies and things that are here. A lot of these things grow naturally in southern Illinois, but we've done things like mow our pastures in the spring and, you know, keep mowing them 3 or 4 times during the year in the summer, and that keeps back the wild flowers. So I'm really excited about seeing someone who doesn't do that.
Right. So now, do you think you may refrain from mowing back your pasture as much after seeing this? Or?
Yeah, we don't mow our pastures until late fall. So we let them grow. And since we've been doing that, we've been seeing a lot more bees, and not only bees, but birds and butterflies and all sorts of insects return back.
That's great. My biggest question is, have you been seeing monarch butterflies? Because as you know, they're endangered.
We've been seeing lots of monarchs. Not so many this year, maybe because of the late spring or the cool spring, but we're starting to see them return. In fact, I've seen a few just out in this pollinator plot here.
The story of feeding nature's pollinators, as told at Pitcher Patch Farm in Macanda. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.